Drones in Court. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was last summer in Hillview, Kentucky, that William Meredith became known as the drone killer when he shot down a drone that had been buzzing over his backyard.
And if he'd have just flown by my property, wouldn't have been a word said. But when he hovered above my property for more than a few seconds, I felt like I had the right to defend my property.
He was charged with irresponsible criminal mischief. But very quietly, last week in Bullock County District Court, Judge Rebecca Ward said the evidence showed that the drone was flying low enough to be annoying and threw the case out.
He had the right to shoot this drone, and I'm going to dismiss this charge.
But the owner of the drone isn't happy and could challenge that ruling, which has legal analysts wondering if this might end up in the Supreme Court, because the High Court has ruled on annoying aircraft before. It was in a case brought during World War II by a North Carolina chicken farmer whose farm was at the end of a military runway, and who complained that the bombers, transports, and fighters passing a mere 63 feet above his barn were causing panicked chickens to flap themselves to death. He lost 150 chickens. And in 1948, Justice William O. Douglas himself finally ruled that the military flights could continue, there was a war on after all, but that the farmer deserved compensation for damage to his poultry. Now, will the Kentucky drone case get that far? No one knows. But in the meantime, if you want to protect yourself, raise chickens. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.